Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski joins us on today's program to talk about another designation that ranks Pella among the safest cities in Iowa. Well, Chief, more good news as it relates to the city of Pella and safety. Another independent agency has recognized the safety of Pella, this time as the third safest city in Iowa. Pella has been ranked in the top three in different agencies over the last several years. What does it mean to have separate confirmation that our community remains overall safe, not just to the public, but to those in the police department and others?
Well, Andrew, it validates the character of the community and it really just reinforces what we already know, that this is a very safe community. It's a community committed to family values.
So this agency had somewhat different methodology than the group that had rated you at the beginning of the year. But again, all coming to similar numbers as it relates to crime, especially against property and persons.
Yes, this rating service simply had a different algorithm they used to reach their conclusion. And It's sort of interesting. One of the things they use is a formula that the FBI doesn't even use it as a formula. They just use it as a yardstick, and it's the cops per thousand. So how many police officers per thousand residents in your community? And for the safety factor, it's the more police officers you have, the safer is the community, is their assumption. And seems a little interesting there that you go somewhere like New York City, they're going to have 5 to 8 police officers per thousand. Here in Pella, we have 1.7 officers per thousand. And I would venture to say we're much safer.
Well, and one of the interesting things to note about your officers, over the past several years, the city council has committed to growing your staff. You have a school resource officer now. You've added a lieutenant over the past couple of years. You've added a detective position. The city of Pella overall has been supportive of the growth of the police department, and that reflects in some of these numbers.
A lot of communities, it becomes adversarial come budget time. That's not the case here. We're a team. We work together. And if the police department really needs something, we're going to get it. We don't ask for silly things. We ask for the things we need. And an example was the detective position. That was a position that was created as additional staff, but it allowed us to professionalize our investigations and dedicate a lot more time to serious crime. And again, the result of that has been a higher case clearance rate and recidivism's down considerably. We've seen drops for 6 consecutive years now in our Part 1 crimes, which are the more serious types of crimes.
Well, and I also mentioned the lieutenant. You've added another supervisor, so you have more experience on staff, and you continue to have new officers that come on in. When you've had openings, you've been able to fill them with quality people who are here to serve Pella for a long time.
We have. This is a very difficult time in law enforcement for hiring, but we've realized that may not be the case in our community. We're in a hiring process right now. I've noticed there's communities throughout Iowa that may only get a dozen or 2 dozen applicants for a job. Sometimes it's single digits. You know, I'm happy to report for this hiring cycle, we had 49 applicants for a sworn police officer position. And we recently tested for a communication specialist, which works in dispatch and handles many other duties and responsibilities. We had over 28 applicants for that position, all highly qualified candidates. And it's, it's a tribute to this community. People want to work here.
Well, not only do they want to work here, one of the things that you've really emphasized with the department in the last few years is community connections, whether it's through the Youth Coalition or whether it's through Coffee with a Cop or the Citizens Police Academy or the Career Academy at the high school. There has been a deliberate effort, it seems, Chief, for the citizens to recognize that the police are a part of the community and that there's a potential positive relationship that has continued to grow. From my eyes, I've seen grow over the last several years.
Well, that's very important to this police department. Any police department should play a key role in a community. And when you consider what a police officer does, you're specially placed where you can make a difference in the lives of so many people, whether it be proactively through initiatives, as you mentioned, like Coffee with the Cop, appearing at Thursdays in Pella, the Shopping with Holiday Heroes, or teaching at the Career Academy, or when the worst day in a person's life comes, that you're there to hold their hand, to reassure them, to on occasion investigate a crime and see to it that justice is served to the best of our ability. And it's a great responsibility that you have, and the type of police officer that we look for in Pella is one that can appreciate their ability to make a difference in the lives of others.
Once again, that was Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.